We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we continue to roll on here at Radio Row. Mark Brunell joins us right now. Before the season began, talked about 2 years ago, Jacksonville Jaguars being something special.
Building something. He was right. Something special, right. He was right.
Yeah, it's first time.
First time for everything?
He's never been right about anything.
Because I saw Mark, we were doing TV for the
preseason
right?
games.
So we were talking back and forth, and I know you didn't think.
Nobody did.
I mean, I'm the only person.
Were you
as shocked as I was?
Before the season, I think that most people would have been pleased with 7 wins, 8 wins, to get 12 and get to the AFC Championship. You nailed it, man.
I nailed it.
Sometimes,
you know,
you
blind
GM.
Squirrels.
You
yeah, I should.
Stop
being John Lynch.
Stop
John Lynch and I.
There you go.
First hire is you.
All right. We got to get to 2 years ago because you were emotional about this whole deflate game.
How did I know we were going to talk about that?
Mark. I'm on your side. He's such an ass right now, okay? I told him to let it go. I was like, let it go. You're bringing up some old crap.
Talk to him about it.
Bring it. I'm all for it. Come on. What do you got?
So 2 years later, you look at the success he's had. Obviously, it had nothing to do with his performance out there.
Right.
How do you feel about it now, 2 years later?
Specifically about the Deflategate?
Yeah, about the whole episode.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. And listen, Tom is, regardless of the Deflategate, doesn't or hasn't impacted his legacy at all. Perhaps a little bit of hiccup along the way. But listen, he's the greatest of all time. What he's been able to accomplish, and what's fascinating to me about Tom, it's not the Super Bowls or the yards. And you guys know this as well as anybody. It's what he's been able to do with the guys around him. There's not a bunch of stars that he's been surrounded with, you know, over the course of his career. He has the unique ability to make the guys around him play at such a high level. Mm-hmm. I think that's where his greatness lies. I'm not saying you could put anybody out there and Tom's going to go win a Super Bowl, but special leader, special guy, competitor. It's just remarkable his career, and he's not done. What, 3, 4, 5 years? But he's just fascinating. His career, very impressive.
You know, we were talking about this game here and comparing what teams need to do to beat the Patriots and Tom Brady, and you obviously following this Jacksonville team, and you can look at Seattle, more Atlanta last year. You can't play passive late. You can't just try to hold on because he builds that momentum and takes it from you, and I think that's what you saw maybe in your Jacksonville.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, the Jaguars were up 10 points in the fourth quarter, you know, about 6 minutes left. You know, I'm watching that game, It was like Tom wasn't going to be denied. You give him the ball in the fourth quarter, he's going to put some points on the board. And it seemed like the Jaguars were just holding on a little bit, just trying to get that clock run out. You can't play against Tom Brady and the Patriots like that. You have to stay aggressive. You have to, keep playing at a high level. And any mistake you make, Patriots are going to take advantage of. I think this will be a good football game. And, if it's close at the end, guys, and Tom gets it in his hand again, I think we all know what's going to happen. That's just simply what he's done. It's what he's done throughout his career.
Okay, so break down the mental gymnastics that occur with a quarterback like Nick Foles when he looks across the field.
Yep.
And I know he's not playing defense, but he does, you know, even now and then you try not to think about it. You got to match score for score, you know. How would you, prep yourself for that situation?
Christian, that's a great question, because the last thing that Nick Foles needs to have on his mind is who is across the field. He can't be thinking about Tom Brady or what he's doing on offense or even how many points they're putting up. I think Nick's best bet is to go in there, just focus on him and his team, taking advantage of every opportunity they get. Every series is critical when you go against a high-powered offense like the Patriots. So the mindset is, listen, I know the greatest to ever play is on the other sidelines. I'm just going to go out there and do my job. I'm going to focus on the Patriots' defense, understanding full well that there are going to be a few things that perhaps he hasn't seen on film. There's going to be some great halftime adjustments. Every series is critical. And you know this, Christian. Once the game starts, once the game starts, it is a football game. It becomes a football game. And so taking it one play at a time, one series at a time, one quarter at a time, I think that's the approach that Nick needs to take, and he's doing a fine job.
Yeah, and I would say that's easier said than done.
I agree.
Yeah, because I'm trying to say, I know how you are.
Yep.
Okay, because I know your accomplished career, especially when you got older, you were able to handle those situations.
Good point.
Here's a guy, he's a vet, but he's still kind of, you know, this is a situation he's never been in. So, you know, there goes all your plans, there goes your philosophy. And I don't know how well you know Nick Foles, but is he capable of doing that?
It's a great question. I guess we'll find out. But I will say that what he was able to accomplish up to this point, you know, being a backup quarterback and getting his team to the Super Bowl, I think he exceeded a lot of expectations, and he surprised a lot of people. Just maybe Nick Foles has one more surprise left in him. Hard to say, you know, and that's a question for Nick Foles. But if he was sitting here, he'd probably tell you the same thing. He said, listen, I'm just going to do my job. And see if it's enough.
How hard is, because Blake Bortles,
like
I think of like two Blake Bortles, right? One against Buffalo, who struggled with some quick passes early.
Struggled
and then
big time.
From that point on was like, I don't want to cost the game, I'm going to run. You know, to the New England one where he was confident early on. So how hard is that for a quarterback? We're wondering, can Nick Foles struggle in the first half like Brady's done in big games, but then all of a sudden click in the second half? How hard is that for a quarterback who starts off slow?
Right.
To just put it in the pass and say, I got another half to play.
It's for a young guy that hasn't been in a lot, it's near impossible. Not that it can't be done. It's tough. And listen, the Patriots are a team, you do not want to get behind them at all. They'll find a way to bury you. And so, again, getting back to, you know, getting a good start, getting some points in the fourth quarter, or excuse me, the first quarter, getting a little momentum, getting the running game going, taking some pressure off Nick. A lot of things have to happen. Obviously, your defense has to play really well, but a lot of things have to line up early for Nick Foles because I think any early frustrations or any setbacks early on, I think that can come back to bite him.
You're talking about possessions, and giving Tom Brady extra possessions is like a gift. So this defense is gone now, Mark, almost six games without a takeaway. So that means Tom Brady is kind of playing on an even possession level, which is even more amazing. And he's been behind in some of these games, including that one last week that you were just referring to.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way they play in the big games. It's like they save their best football. You experience it. Save their best football for this time of year. And the possessions are absolutely critical. You know, what hurt Jacksonville in the AFC Championship game, you know, a couple three and outs, a delay of game, those mistakes late in the game, they are very, very costly. And, I think if the Eagles have a chance, they're going to have to get the ball. They're going to have to, you know, be opportunistic, create some turnovers. Hard to do. But I think the only way you beat Tom is to hit Tom and hit him repeatedly. It's not going to frustrate him, but to get in his face, get him off his mark, affect the timing a little bit, if the defense for the Eagles can do that, I think they've got a chance. Now, that's what the Eagles have done. Not great on turnovers, but they can get after the passer.
So is this good for the league or bad for the league? You know, you look at it from your situation. Jacksonville is a team that's up and coming, but they may be up and coming for the next 3 or 4 years.
Sure.
If this cycle continues, it's gone on now for 17 years.
Yeah, it's good for the league. I mean, listen, regardless of who's in the big game, the NFL is not going to suffer. I think it's good for obviously the teams, the surprises like the Jacksonville Jaguars to kind of enter into the mix again and be back on the radar, having some fresh blood in these big games. I think it's good. Obviously, it's, you know, I'm experiencing this firsthand. It's been great for Jacksonville, little old Jacksonville down in Northeast Florida. I think it's good for the league, and so we'll see. We'll see.
Does Blake Bortles stick around?
I think he does, Christian. I think he's earned the right to at least get that one-year extension. Listen, there were some inconsistencies this year, but he won 12 games. He gets an opportunity to come back pretty much with the same team intact. By and large, it's going to be
the same.
He's
going to get a receiver back, too. He's going to get
Allen Robinson back. They've got Leonard Fournette, who had a pretty good, pretty solid year. They've got to add some pieces, but I think for a quarterback too, being in the same system for a period of time only helps you. Blake is, I think this is his fourth system, so to have to go start over somewhere else, that would be detrimental to him. For him to stay and kind of keep that momentum and keep, you know, his progress going in the right direction, I think he could be the franchise quarterback for a long time. But I don't think they're going to give him a, you know, big 10-year blockbuster deal.
Well, the one-year deal helps.
He's got a 1 year would help. And I think at that time, if he continues to improve, then he'll be the guy there for a long time.
Mark Brunell's working with military veterans with After the Impact Fund. Explain what that's all about.
After the Impact Fund provides resources and creates programs all over the country to help basically people that have been in harm's way, specifically military veterans, former NFL players that have suffered traumatic brain injuries. And those invisible injuries that can really affect your quality of life. After the Impact Fund does a very good job, specifically in Jacksonville. I'm the spokesperson for a group called the Eisenhower Center. And we'll have military vets, first responders, former NFL players come through the program and basically just trying to rehab them, help them really get back on their feet. And after the Impact Fund provides the resources to bring these people through. Guys are really, you know, after they get out of harm's way, whether it's the battlefield or the playing field, you guys are really messed up, you know, and I've had teammates that are still affected by concussions throughout their career. I know, Christian, you have too. Some guys beat up out there. So after the Impact Fund does a good job of just trying to make a way so these guys can get back on their feet.
That's good stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You can check it out online, afertheimpactfund.org. Mark, good catching up with
all right.
you again. Thank
Enjoyed
you.
Enjoyed it. Thank
Thanks,
you.
You got it. Mark
Thank you very
Brunel.
Much.
Joining us right here on Radio Row.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.